WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The TV series Remington Steele was a showcase for its stars, Pierce Brosnan and Stephanie Zimbalist. But for some of us, the more interesting role was that of the secretary, Mildred Krebs. Mildred Krebs was played by Doris Roberts, a veteran character actress with many stage and screen credits. Her face might also be familiar to TV viewers from her Emmy Award-winning role as a bag lady on St. Elsewhere and as the mother in the series Angie. But most people will probably think of her as Mildred until her next big part. As Remington Steele developed, the character played by Doris Roberts got more involved in the adventures of her bosses and their detective agency.
Why didn't you just put a gun to my head, Edward? Why did you have to leave me on like that?
I did what I had to do.
You could give yourself up. It's not too late.
It is too late.
No, take it from me, it's never too late. I mean, just a year ago, I was working for the IRS, slaving away there and going nowhere in a nowhere job when, bingo, all of a sudden...
Shut up! That's why I hope that someday I'm going to forgive myself for what I'm about to do.
What are you about to do? Mr. Steele!
All right?
Don't stand there talking to me. Go get that bomb.
For our listeners who never saw you on Remington Steele, I'm going to ask you to describe the role that you played.
Well, I think she was a feisty, independent woman. She originally was a very downtrodden, uptight lady who had never gone any place. She'd been working with the government for years and had no life, had no marriage, no children, no excitement. And this was, she was thrown into this insane world. And the two of them were so young and full of life, and she ran along with them, and it changed her life. I began to change physically. I looked different. I got younger, I got more vital, I got more sexy, I got a lot of good things going. And it was a great role model for women across the country. Because in this country, just a few years ago, if you were 50 years old, you were over the hill. You were whatever the hill the hill is. I've never seen that hill. I'm not looking for it either. And you were finished. But today you have Elizabeth Taylor, you have Sophia Loren, you have all these great women, Shirley MacLaine. I mean, those are the ones who just are admitting to it, who are over 50. So I think it was, as I said, a great role model for women. And I'm very proud to have been a part of that.
Now, in Remington Steele, your character of Mildred was supposed to be the down-to-earth one, the kind of square one. But what I found was that, in a way, Pierce Brosnan and Stephanie Zimbalist were both so mainstream in the way that they looked, very attractive, but kind of mainstream, that you stood out as the real unique character, I thought.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that. I think that's a... Well, I just like that. Thanks.
Did you ever think of it in those terms, as you being kind of more out of the mold than they were?
For my age, yes. I used to do my own stunts, which is insane.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I was insane to do it. I actually got hurt once in Malta, where we were for 5 terrible weeks. It was so hot and terrible. But, in fact, tonight on this other film that I'm doing... It's called Street Law, and it's a wonderful film. I'm co-starring with Cesar Romero, that wonderful, fabulous, debonair, handsome man. And tonight, we're doing night shooting. We call it Grandma's Roast because I get beat up and set on fire. Now, I will do a lot of it, but not all of it. They're going to have a double because I've gotten hurt too many times, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
So you've done a lot of your own stunts in the past, huh?
Yes, crazily.
What kind of stunts? What's an example of one of the crazy ones that you've done?
On the island of Malta, I was told to run down this very steep incline, or decline rather, at an old fort, and they had pieces of metal sticking up out of the floor. And the stuntman said to me, "Don't do it, Doris." His name is Ernie Osado, and he's a wonderful stuntman. Coordinator, and he said, "Don't do it, hold on to the railing." And the director at the time said, no, "That's okay, you can do that, Doris." And I said, "Sure." Now, that's a word, Terry, that you'll never hear me say again, because I went down, this is in 4-inch heels, or really high heels. I went all the way down running, and then as I hit almost at the bottom, my heel got caught on a piece of metal, and I went sprawling, just sprawling, bleeding from everything that touched the ground, arms, legs, you know, everything except my face, thank God. But my foot began to swell, and this director came over, and he said, "You think it's broken?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know," and I started to cry. I was in pain, and I was afraid, and I heard the director say, "Okay, next setup, let's go," and just left me there on the floor.
You're kidding.
And I thought, oh, well, the next time he asked me to do something, I said, "Get your wife in these clothes. Maybe she'd like to do it." So I don't do stunts that are really crazy enough to get me hurt now.
The movie that you're working on right now,
yes,
is called Street Law.
Mm-hmm.
You play an Italian grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the role.
She's a much older woman than I am, and I do it in a white wig. And Cesar Romero plays my husband. We're simple people who live a simple life. We're funny. We're provocative in the sense that we love to argue about the cooking and what happens when people have lived together for many, many years. We probably have lived together for 50 years. It has to do with a dear family that is harmed by the animals. I don't mean four-legged ones. I mean the animals that are the thugs of the world who beat up on people and take their money and do terrible things, mug them and that sort of thing. And it's what I consider a story about the act of justice.
Have you ever played an Italian before?
Yes, on a series called Angie. I played Angie's mama, and that was South Philadelphia Italian. Interestingly enough, my first husband was Italian. But what happened to me during the filming of this film, all the Italian I heard as a young woman when I was married to him kept coming back to me. And so out of the blue, I would improvise in Italian, and that I would use little catchphrases that were Italian. And it was fun and exciting, and it helped make my character.
Fanculo di oregano. The sauce is perfect. I've been making mama's sauce for 40 years. Now you tell me it needs more oregano.
Your mother got rest and never put enough seasoning in anything, especially her sauce.
You never liked my mother.
Oh, I love your mother. But she didn't know how to cook. That's why your father was so skinny.
He was sick.
He was never sick.
Yes, he was sick that I was stupid enough to marry you.
Andiamo, mamma, put in some more.
Now, in the movie Hester Street, you played a Jewish landlady.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easy to cross over between Jewish and Italian?
Very easy.
How so?
We're all the same people.
Uh-huh. Well, the accent's different.
That's all.
The expressions are different.
That's all, but it really is, they're all the same. It's coming from the same part of us, the soul of us.
The furniture, can I keep?
If the sister don't come for it, I said I would sell it. But who wants?
I want.
$25 would be a bargain.
What types of roles did you play before you played mother and mother surrogate figures?
Gosh, I've done a lot of... I did 20 years on the Broadway stage before I ever went out to California. I went to California because Lily Tomlin saw me in a play called Bad Habits, in which I played several outrageous characters. But the most outrageous was a little nurse. And Lily invited me to come and join her company, and we went out to California and did a pilot for ABC called the Lily Tomlin Comedy Hour. So that kept me out in California, and I never stopped working once I got out there. I've done series after series.
I figure that now a lot more people know your face than know your name. I don't know if that's true.
Not so more now. I was in, sounds like a travelogue, I was in Africa in February in Kenya, and we went to Mombasa, and we went into this little Arab tent, and I wanted to buy a beautiful basket. And the man in this Arab in the tent said, "Oh, Doris Roberts of Remington Steel." So you see, I think the name and the face are being pulled together.
Good. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, I had a great time, Terry.
Actress Doris Roberts co-stars in the film Street Law, which is still in production. This is Fresh Air.